This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Strong winds, lightning and hail likely in several provinces from this evening. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges public to remain on high alert. Government prioritizes high-capacity transmission line projects. Nepal chasing 306-run target against Oman in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 match. And Britain's King Charles calls for NATO unity during his address to U.S. Congress. Now the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged the public to remain on high alert, citing the likelihood of thunderstorms, lightning, hail and rainfall in various parts of the country from this evening. Meteorologist Sanjeev Adhikari said strong winds are likely in Doildura and Doti of Sudur Paschim province, Bardia, Baki, Dang, Parasi and Urghakhachi in Lumiri province, Dhanusa and Bara in Madhes province and Morang, Japa and surrounding districts in Koshi province. Likewise, Nawalpur of Gandaki province and Chitwan and surrounding districts in Bagmati province are also likely to get affected. According to the department, the weather system is expected to begin at 4 p.m. today and continue until 6:45 a.m. tomorrow, as the westerly system moves eastward, there is a possibility of rain accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning, windstorms and hail in many parts of the country. The department has warned of possible impacts on livelihoods, agriculture, transport and electricity services, and has urged public to take necessary precautions. The government has set clear timelines for the construction of high-capacity transmission lines to ensure smooth distribution of electricity across the country and for export. The Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has included the plan in its Electricity Consumption Growth and Energy Export Strategy, aiming to complete major transmission projects within fixed deadlines. The government has directed concerned agencies, including the Nepal Electricity Authority, to speed up implementation by resolving issues related to tree cutting, land use and compensation. Several 400 kV transmission lines are planned under the strategy, along with the expansion of substations, modernization of the grid and development of underground distribution systems. The plan also focuses on increasing domestic electricity consumption through electric transport, charging stations and reducing reliance on fossil fuels. Cross-border transmission lines with India and other neighboring countries are also being prioritized to expand electricity trade. Nepal currently exports and imports around 1,200 megawatts of electricity and has a long-term agreement with India to export 10,000 megawatts over the next decade. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has made public its one-month progress report, highlighting improvements in administrative efficiency and technology-based service delivery under Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha. The ministry said it has prioritized the government's 100-point governance reform agenda and implemented measures to make services faster and more citizen-friendly. Key progress has been reported in driving license printing, postal services, telecom reforms, digital services, cybersecurity and administrative improvements. To address delays in smart driving licenses, arrangements have been made to print and deliver new licenses within 24 hours after data submission. The Communication Ministry said 1.2 million licenses have already been printed, with an additional 1.7 million licenses set for printing. Around 3 million postage stamps have also been produced. Under postal reforms, a government courier service has been launched, including home delivery of passports in selected districts with expansion underway. And telecom work is also underway to expand 4G and prepare for 5G services. The ministry said the Nagarik app has been upgraded with new digital services, including document downloads and data integration through QR codes. Cybersecurity actions have led to the closure of over 11,000 Beijing-related applications and websites. According According to the Communication Ministry, legal reforms, digital governance systems, and media infrastructure upgrades have also been initiated, while new programs have been launched to support endangered languages through Radio Nepal. The Rosi section of the BP highway has been blocked once again following continuous rainfall last night. According to the District Police Office Kabri Palanchuk, the highway had come into operation only from Monday afternoon after a temporary diversion was restored. Police said the road has now been completely difficult for traffic due to further damage caused by last night's rain. Efforts are currently underway to clear the obstruction and make the highway operational again. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Britain's King Charles III has called for NATO unity and continued support for Ukraine during an address to the U.S. Congress amid Russia's ongoing invasion. According to the BBC, this speech came on Tuesday during his four-day visit to the United States with broader geopolitical tensions in focus, including the U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran, criticism of NATO by U.S. President Donald Trump, and trade frictions between two allies. King Charles urged the U.K. and U.S. to remain united in what he described as a more volatile and dangerous global environment, cautioning against growing inward-looking tendencies. He became only the second British monarch to address the U.S. Congress after Queen Elizabeth II in 1991. During the visit, U.S. President Trump described U.K.-U.S. relations as a friendship unlike any other and said the King agreed with his stance that Iran should not possess nuclear weapons, though the palace later issued a clarification. The visit also included light moments with the King sharing a humorous remark about historical ties between the two nations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said increased financial pressure on Iran will soon force the country to reduce oil production. According to the BBC, in a post on X, Bessent said the Treasury Department has intensified actions under what he described as maximum pressure targeting Iran's international shadow banking systems. He said the measures are aimed at disrupting funding for Iranian regional factories and independent Chinese teapot refineries involved in Iran's oil trade. According to Bessent, these steps have already disrupted tens of billions of dollars in revenue and contributed to rising inflation and a weakening of Iran's currency. Iran has not yet publicly responded to the latest remarks. Now sports update. Nepal is chasing a target of 306 runs set by Oman in the match of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. Batting first after winning the toss, Oman scored 305 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 50 overs at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. Oman's captain Jitendra Singh scored 130 runs for his team. For Nepal, Sompal Kami took 4 wickets, while Dipinder Singh Ari and Sandeep Lamisani claimed 2 wickets each. Now, Nepal requires 306 runs to win the match. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Strong winds, lightning and hail likely in several provinces from this evening. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges public to remain on high alert. Government prioritizes high-capacity transmission line projects. Nepal chasing 306-run target against Oman in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 match. And Britain's King Charles calls for NATO unity during his address to U.S. Congress. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.